You can see the thing that you want, or you can see the thing that's standing in the way of the thing that you want. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we hear about some of the great lessons we can learn when we view things from a different perspective. Enjoy.
So a question that sort of comes up a lot is, what advice would you give your younger self? And if I were to give that advice, I would like to tell myself that you don't have to know all the answers and you don't have to pretend that you do. Because I spent many years thinking that I had to have all the answers, and if I didn't, I pretended that I did. And it wasn't until that valuable lesson that I learned later in life did it change the course of my life. And so I thought what I would do today is just share a few stories, a few things that I've learned along the way, some of them big ideas, some of them small, that have helped mold my perspective on the world, and hopefully it'll give you something to take away as you go on to your next challenge. The first one is all about perspective and going after the things that you want. In Central Park, the New York Roadrunners Association hosts races on the weekends. And one weekend, I ran a race with one of my friends. And at the end of the race, which they sometimes did, they had a sponsor who would give away something, apples or bagels or whatever it was. And on this particular day, they were giving away free bagels. So we'd finished the race, and you sort of can imagine the scene. It was cafeteria tables lined up next to each other, with boxes of bagels across the cafeteria tables, a line of volunteers on one side of the table, and a much longer line of runners hoping to get a free bagel. So I said to my friend, let's get a bagel. And he looked at me and he said, nah, man, the line's too long. And I looked at him and I said, it's a free bagel. And he said, I don't want to stand in line. And I looked at him again. I said, free bagel. And that's when I realized there's two ways you can see the world. You can see the thing that you want, or you can see the thing that's standing in the way of the thing that you want. I could only see the bagels, and he could only see the line. And people who can see the bagel, people who can see the thing that they want, the things that are getting in the way are actually diminished in size. They're just obstacles to go over or around. It's an opportunity for invention or innovation. Whereas people who can only see the obstacle and literally lose sight of why they set out on the journey in the first place, they become stunted by fear or overwhelmed by the challenge ahead of them. So advice that I learned, piece number one, see the bagel. So a few years ago, I was watching on TV the London Olympics. And I realized, I sort of noticed, all of the journalists would ask all of the athletes the same question. Were you nervous, or are you nervous? And astonishingly, all the athletes gave the exact same answer. No, I was excited. In other words, if you think about what the characteristics of nervousness is, right? What are the characteristics of nervousness are? I should probably get my grammar right to scholars like yourselves. I know you thought it. Subject verb agreement, Simon. I got it. So if you think about what the characteristics of nervousness are, right? Your heart starts pounding, your hands may get a little clammy. You start thinking ahead about what will happen. Well, what are the characteristics of excitement? Your heart starts pounding. Your hands may get a little clammy. You start looking forward to what may happen. In other words, it's the exact same thing. And what these elite athletes had done, either naturally or they trained themselves to do, was to interpret nerves as excitement. So, of course, I tested it. I was on a plane, and it got really bumpy, and I gripped the seat, and I got nervous. And I said out loud to myself, "This is exciting." And I felt fine. So you're going to face some of the biggest challenges of your life as you go forward. You think this was the hard stuff. This was the easy stuff. So before you see anything, as you're going for your bagel, and you start to get nervous, just remind yourself, this is exciting. Perspective matters.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.